I've been saving it for time in memoriam for a sacred reason.
Not a whole lot there.
Just about enough here to smoke one time. So that you can't smell it unless you put your nose way down into it. So I'm not forced to do that yet. So, I like to pipe, smoke pipes and everything. If you just got a cheap and come here, sit us on a bitch, you don't fall off. What is this sitting over here at the table bit? Why are you sitting there taping right now? That's really sneaky. Okay, that's alright. Cool, that's groovy. Moving on. What does this smell like? Now this may be my favorite one. Oh, I think this is it, yeah. Now if you want to look, feel something funny, this is really weird stuff. Yeah. This is it. Feel that stuff. Put your hand down and feel that stuff. How does it feel?
Kind of moist.
Mm-hmm. Would you believe that stuff is 2 years old? When I first got that stuff, this is some of the stuff that Kathy bought me up in Buffalo. I think this is black and white. Remember black and white you bought me? This damn stuff is the best smoke in the world. My taste, when it got, it's so moist, you like put a match to it and it just goes out. It just looks like, it's like, what the hell are you doing to me? One more. This is strong. At least my guy was strong. When I got it, man, it was murderous. I don't know how strong it is now, but you can tell this is probably the strongest of them all. That's got a whiff to it.
Got a bite to it.
Yeah. It's got a bite to it all right. And that's one reason why I haven't smoked it much. I'd had to learn how to appreciate something like that, because I really like these real white things. But I know you're getting real excited over this and everything. This guy at school, this guy at the who works in the electrical plant, he collects pipes. He's got something like $3,000 worth. And he knows them, but he's read books and books and books, about 20 or 30 books on it. He's got one that he had as a meerschaum, I think it is, which is a special type of wood, and finish, I believe. It was like Sherlock Holmes. He had it sent from Austria, cost him $60. And he buys these type called K Woody. They're made of briar wood, and they're a certain type of distinct make and everything. And he goes and buys those by two and three at a time. They cost like $13, $15, $20 each. He said that one of his best finds was he was walking down there, some mall or something, and he happened to go in the shop that wasn't even a tobacco shop. And they had some pipes for sale. He went in there and bought a whole rack of them, about six of them. They were selling them for $4 each, and he said they actually were worth somewhere around $25 or $30 each. So somebody made a slight error and didn't know what they had. Well, that's what I'll try tonight.
Sounds like he's serious about it anyway.
He isn't just serious. He's really, he knows a lot. Well, he just likes to smoke a lot. He's very informed on what he smokes. Guess I'll just finish this up eventually, someday. But I enjoy smoking.
Get a whiff of that? Did I get a whiff?
Yeah, this is the little Viking. I mean, you got the bigger whiff of this. Stuff dries out, and after a while, there's not that much to it. But this is very good stuff out there. I'm going to try some double gate, and I'll try some Cavendish in a couple of minutes. A little bit of each doesn't hurt the whole time much. I can't stand biting tobaccos.
Can't stand what?
Biting.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff has a real strong taste, and man, if you ever take this damn pipe and tilt it backwards, no matter what you're using, damn saliva flows out. It's not just hot, it's just stiff. You never notice it until you get it, and then when you get it, it's just bad news.
I never thought about that.
Well, actually, smoking pipe is easy. Once you have one that's broken in, and I bought this and broke in. I have bought some that weren't broken in. You had to break them in. You had to build up a cake of carbon and ash on the outside of them.